another fun Fat Friday, and it's good to be here on another Friday. We have today Lanny Lambert, who was on the chair of the committee that rearranged this whole area, and I'm sure it's much more complicated than that, but all I remember is that this organ used to be right there and facing one way.
Why would it have been there?
Because that's where Ron Miller wanted it, and we've only had three organists in 150 years. Actually, it was here from the 20s because the organist was the choir director, and the organist faced the choir, so he could direct it.
Now, do you know anything about this organ?
Well, a little bit. It's the same organ company that built the one in the 80s. And
from Canada.
From Canada. And it'll come to me in just a
Montreal. Casavant.
Casavant, that's right. And we had the organ here. It was relatively new, and then the fire hit the sanctuary. So we had it had to be redone, recast.
This was 1983?
83. So the organ itself, the console, that's what that that piece of the instrument is called, a console, and it has various, what are those things called? Where you have all the...
Don't get too technical.
No.
Well, it's not technical. We need Thomas. But obviously it's the pipe organ, so all the pipes in the front and the back of the sanctuary are driven by the console.
All right, so this platform here is much different than the way it used to be. And somehow the committee was able to create more space over there for the piano. Is that right?
Well, the goal of the committee was to transform the front of the sanctuary, making it a bit larger for the use of choir and instruments, but not to make it feel that the sanctuary had changed. Bibbs Hurst.
Well done.
Our challenge was to do what we needed to do, and folks come into the sanctuary and say, this is lovely, but it doesn't look like you did anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel pretty good about the fact that we accomplished that. Keeping the pulpit where it was, not something that you roll off and create a stage, because that's not what this is. It's the chancel area. But it did create a great deal more space here, and we did have a movable railing here. Mm-hmm. As you know, it's in most of the time, but it's out for performances and COVID seasons and things like that. But Ron Miller, who was on our committee, was instrumental, no pun intended, in determining where the organ could go and where it should go. And he said after all this time, it didn't need to be in the middle. And it was also difficult during a wedding because he had to have those mirrors so mm-hmm. he would know when the bride was ready to come in through the door. So moving it to the side was a better utilization of the space, and it gave us a chance to redo the organ console because it had not been redone or really repaired any in the 40-something years, 35, 40 years that he did that.
And the organ is firmly and deeply rooted in our worship style. This is a very traditional style of worship where the organ takes center stage. And it's, it's a myth that one hears that in order to attract 20-somethings, you have to have a contemporary worship style, and that's a myth. And we have proven that here, that you can attract 20-year-olds with traditional worship. Well, we'll be back. Thank you, Lanny. We'll be back again next Friday with another Fun Facts Friday. Have a wonderful day.